Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. I posted this idea because I don't see many of us taking full advantage of the pro-con format in our content marketing. Sure, we look like we're above the fray, but the format is also an opportunity to show independence and forward thinking. Like any other tool, though, there are situations where this tactic will backfire big. So let's drill down on those environments now. First up, any issue that is so controversial that highlighting an opposing view will create false assumptions from our community. An exaggerated example to make a point? Using a pro-con format about racist organizations like the KKK is not a good idea. So ask yourself, will this format make me appear like I'm defending something I don't? If so, do not use it. Second, any topic that is so narrow that no one cares about what you're comparing. The power behind the pro-con format is the attention the idea gets. If there's any education or definition to explain why this problem's important, don't use this format. The water can get muddy really quick. This tactic, the pro-con format, is common enough that we know how to do it. The decision when to use this format is more strategic than it appears. We want to take advantage of how this format makes us appear without creating a huge unrelated backlash or getting into the weeds. Let's pay attention to where this tactic works and where it doesn't. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.